Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Entertainment presents Blog Talk, your source for inspiration and information. Broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, and secrets are held. So what we do each and every week, we expose the lies, we tell you who the liars are, reveal the secrets that we can build better relationships in our community. Brought to you by Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness. And right now, it's a couple days before Christmas, but it's still not too late to get your holiday gift package. So you can contact me on facebook.com/TQMind. You can hit me up on Twitter at rsteve44, or you can contact me at 240-778-5219. If you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, in order to get your holiday gift package for the upcoming holiday season. It is Christmas time right now, so we are trying to get all your massage and wellness needs taken care of for the holiday season. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rob, Massage and Wellness, 240-778-5219, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And today is a special day for Love Talk, is what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to do a recap of 2014. And let you know what lies ahead for 2015. We have a really big special treat for everybody coming up for 2015. As I want to introduce you to one of our newest co-hosts for Love Talk, Miss Choices, letting us know what's going on in the world from a female perspective as well. So, Miss Choices, you are on right now.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
All right, doing good. And just letting you know that this blog is blowing up on the internet right now. It might be about you. That is the name of the blog right now. So just tell me, what was the premise behind that particular name, and what to expect from you as far as in the blog, and just, you know, on the show as well.
So, you deal with everyday life and things come at you in different, you know what I'm saying, aspects or whatever. And being a female one, you know, you kind of have to look at it all. Like, you know, what type of person you are, what's how you handle your stuff, you know, things like that. So what I did was I took a little bit of me and a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, people I've come in contact with in their relationships. And I just put it all into a cute little package. And pretty much I broke it down to, if your man is cheating on you, who are you in that relationship? You know what I'm saying? What role are you playing? So I broke it down, and what's going to be coming next is it's going to just blow up from there. I have a whole series coming out. I already have it, you know what I'm saying? The blueprint is already down. I just got to get it out for the world to see it, and I'm hoping that the talk show will help, you know what I'm saying, push that idea for me, because I want these ladies to know, okay, you're a woman first, and you're precious, but do you need to be doing something else to make sure that your man's not doing stuff he ain't supposed to be doing?
Ooh, okay. Okay, all right. I see where this is going here. So that's a really good look as far as what to expect for 2015. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment, and we are talking with Miss Choices right here. She is going to be one of our new co-hosts for this show, and we're just recapping what we talked about a lot on 2014. So I want to see just get some of your thoughts on some of the topics that we've had over the past year, because we've touched on a lot of different things. So let's see. I'm trying to think of one of the topics that that we talked about. Now, well, one that I talk about is we've been going for a whole year and talking about and Valentine's Day back in February, we're talking about trying to spice up things in a relationship. So what do you feel are important things to how to keep things, you know, keep things spiced up, to keep things hot in the relationship?
Keeping things hot in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, being original. You know, sometimes you might need to go read a book or something, because that's what I did. Believe it or not. You know, I didn't take anybody else's word for what you're doing, you know, say with you and yours. Nope. I went and did, I guess I would call it the Webster version. And it was a book on, based on who a man is, him, his body, you know what I'm saying, and versus you as a woman, you, your body. So I got both sides of the story. And I was like, oh, okay. But you can read something, and it's not, like, trashy, because it was more educational-wise. It wasn't a novel. It wasn't, you know, all that kind of stuff. But just to find out the ins and outs of what your other half wants, because that's what a man is. He's supposed to be your other half. So to know what he wants, you have to pay attention to what he does. So if you're paying attention to what he does, and you can just semi just mimic that and explode with it, you will nail him every time.
I like that. I like that. So these are some of the things that we're going to get from a different perspective on this show right now. We've been, you know, it's male dominated on this show, but it's all right. Let's get from a woman's perspective. Let's see what's going on here. So all right, let me give you another topic that we had. This one was called the backup plan, where you're in a relationship and you're dedicated to that person that you're with, you're committed to that person you're with, but there's that other, that, you know, that's kind of like your backup, that, you know, they're a good friend, but, you know, if something goes down, you got that reserve, that backup. So what's your thoughts on that?
I think that's kind of cheating yourself as a woman, and then the reason why I say that is, don't get me wrong, I've had relationships where I say, okay, if this didn't work out, I would have loved for it to work out with him. But it didn't work out with him for a reason. You know, that we may have that communication, it may be that fire there. Like, you see him, your eye contact, you smiling ear to ear, you know, all that. It may still be all there. It's been 10 years since you've seen him. But however, that's not who your soulmate is. And if you feel like your quote-unquote backup plan is going to work out, I doubt it very seriously. Because there's a reason why it is what it is called a backup plan. Not saying that the chemistry's not there. Not saying that it couldn't be great for a little while. But it's just not that complete package. So you got to have to be kind of careful with your quote-unquote backup plans.
I tell you, that's a lot of what we were talking about in that show. Because, you know, some people feel that, you know, that it's good to have that backup, just, you know, just in case, you know, like, okay, you know, that good friend that you always keep close. So, you know, if it doesn't work out with, you know, the one you're with, like, okay, I know that he or she is going to be right there, and, you know, going to have my back on certain things, and someone I can kind of go on a slide with. You know, if that's the case, and that's, like you said, it is sideshow cheating, and that's what it comes down to. A lot of people feel like that, you know, that that is, it's a good thing to have that really close friend. You know, it's either keep your friends close, enemies closer. A lot of times, what that is, that's basically what you're doing. You're destroying your relationship because you got that third party that's always hanging around. So, yeah, so that's definitely some of the things, you know, that we've talked about before on this show, and this is what we're looking, what to expect in 2015, recapping what we've done throughout 2014, and we've hit on a lot of different topics on this show. Now this one here was one of our very popular topics here, talking about drunken love, talking about the club date, how you go out to the club, and, you know, you think you found that one in the club, you know, found that love in the club, but, you know, you, because everything that happened while you got, before you got there, everything happened when you, once you're there, you're not really having that true love connection. So this one here hit a lot of nerves with people because we were talking about, can you truly find love in the club?
I would have to say, no. Can't find love in the club. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, let me use myself an example. I can go out with my homegirls. We'll go to the club. We'll be in there. We'll have people buying us drinks, paying our way. And I'm smiling all bright. I might even give out my number. But as soon as I walk out the building, all that goes like blank. Because I already know that was for my own personal sideshow. That was my own personal, okay, you know, smiling bright moment, cheesing, party girl moment. But when I get home, I already know the liquor's going to wear off, you know, the music is not playing anymore, and the glassiness that I had in my eyes at night is definitely gone. I'm waking up with morning breath, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to do it. I mean, absolutely not. Don't get me wrong. Some women say that that's what they go out for. They're going out to meet. They're going out to find companionship. We in the club. And if that's you, you know, by all means, do you. But what you'll realize is everything looks totally different after you done slept a few hours. You know, who was fun last night may not be fun now. Who was cool last night may get on your nerves tomorrow. And you be like, well, we only have fun when we in the club. Well, that's where you met him at. That's where you, you know, that's where your association was. So once you take the club out of the picture, you're bored. Or you realize, like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, these two totally different people. You kind of have to watch the club scene because when people go out to the club, they've already pumped up in themselves. Well, I'm finna come in here. I'm about to have me a few drinks, see me a couple shorties, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever. I'm going to have a bar tonight. When they already know come Monday morning, it's better business as usual, and you're not included. But, you know, you got to kind of have to watch the woman in that factor because the men already know what their plan is. They want to go out. They're going to party and do them. And then when you get emotionally attached to that, you know what I'm saying, that facade that they have placed in front of your eyes, you know, the glassiness, it was pretty, it shined, it was sparkly, but all that's going to go away. And then you're left with the
real
thing.
It's from a male's point of view, too. Game recognizes the game, too. Game recognizes the game. Basically, we know that, you know, these females are coming in the club, and all they want to do is, you know, say they want to find that dude that's buying the bomb out, and they want to step to the dude that's buying the bomb, and like, oh, okay, let me get with this dude. This dude like get a little money. Let me get a couple free drinks in here. Give me and my girls all some drinks, and then you know we all good. So you know that too. The game is there too.
Yeah, it is, but it depends on the woman. Like. The ideal woman that a man looks for, and she can be in a club or wherever because she's going to go out to, she's going to have her friend. If you make it easy for him, and I can be completely wrong, but if you're making it easy for him and all I had to do was get her a couple of drinks, he'll call you at 4 o'clock in the morning after he done at the club. And wherever he done came from and thinking, okay, I know she down. She done been out all night. She ready. So you got to watch them. Like, some females, you gotta watch what you do. Even though you have fun in the club, sometimes you have to cut it off. Me personally, I have people calling my phone be like, who? Huh? Oh, my bad. And just hang up. And I'm cracking up my homegirls in the car. I don't even remember your name, dog.
that Friday night fun comes into the Saturday night subject going on here. I don't know. I don't remember you. Shoot, that was Friday night. Get over
right.
Yourself. It's time to move on.
Exactly.
and that's this is what Love Talk is all about. So definitely, if you want to let us know what topics you want to hear, anything you want to discuss, this is what Love Talk is all about. Trying to find out some of the things that we can do and we can discuss to build better relationships in our community. So this year is, you know, it's so exciting to look forward to 2015 and things that we're going to bring. We're going to talk about a lot of different elements of relationships, from a married perspective, from a single perspective, from those who are dating, who are trying to get to that committed state, and also just those who are just having fun and just trying to find out who they are in their relationship. So that's what it's all about. So let us know about some of the topics you would like, 347-850-1228. You can call in, let us know what you think about some of the topics and think about some of the things that we are discussing on this show as well. And I just want to say, so with this blog, how often are you going to be posting on the blog? It's going to be a daily thing, it's going to be weekly. Let some of the people that are listening know a little bit more about how frequently you're going to be posting on the blog and just kind of some of the topics that you have in mind going into the future.
I want to start doing it on a weekly basis and not doing it really rapid because I want to give, people who read it a chance to, you know what I'm saying, provide their feedback, ask questions, give me a chance to respond. And then, you know, and like you say, if someone wants to know something about something, then leave it on the blog list. Let me know what you know what I'm saying, what you really want to know about or a question that you may have or a concern that you may have. Granted, I may not have the direct answer that you're looking for, you know, or you know what I'm saying, that idea that you thought it would be, but I'm going to be really honest from my point of view, you know. And I want people to, you know what I'm saying, provide their feedback. You don't like it, say you don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Cool beans. You love it, say you love it. If it helps, great, it helps. But then that way, so when I come on Mondays, I can give you, you know what I'm saying, your complete feedback. And then, you know, just feed that to you so you'll know, oh, okay, she, you know what I'm saying, she's listening, or I don't like her. The opinion really doesn't matter either way to me. I just want someone to get a chance have their point of view, have their say, have their side, listen to my side, and then, you know, form your own opinion. So I want to do it on a weekly basis so that, you know, everybody get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, chew the fat, I guess you'll say, on it a little bit, share it with a friend or two, have a conversation, have a glass of wine about it, and let me know how you feel.
All right. I like that because, you know, it's important to get all your different topics out there and just to let people know about what you might have an idea of what's going on, and we can keep it completely anonymous. That's what this show is about as well, so you don't have to put all your business out there in front of you. We'll make sure that it's anonymous, but we'll make sure that we're addressing some of the issues that you are having or some of the things, some of the questions relationship-wise that you might want to find out the answers to from a different point of view. And that's what this show has always been about. And just to let a lot of new listeners know, there's always a segment at the end of the show, the last 8 to 10 minutes of the show, called Case of the X. And Case of the X is basically where people can send an email, send a topic in about something that their ex has done, something that caused a person to become the ex on that end. So there's going to be still going to keep that Case of the X section on the show, and we're going to discuss that when it comes down to some of the different topics that we have on the show. We've had some definitely interesting topics when it comes down to Case of the X. It's just crazy how people are still so tied and so connected to the X. This point last year, we had a topic on the air in regards to getting presents and gifts from their ex. Is that a good thing? Is that something that, you know, is just a brush over as, okay, my ex is giving me a gift? Or is it something that, being in a current relationship, you should be concerned about that the ex is giving your man or giving your girl a gift?
Gifts aren't good coming from exes. That's And you don't want them, but I don't think gifts are good coming from exes because that gives the wrong idea of the connection that you're saying that you have. Like, you don't, you shouldn't, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody loves to get a present. Everybody loves to get a gift, granted. But if you are separating yourself, you need to let that go. You're just going to have to learn how to be thank you but no thank you. And kind of remind them, you know, the reason why you are an ex. Because you can really open up a can of worms where you can come out with a full-fledged stalker. And you'd be like, well, I don't know where it came from. No, you do. When you said, okay, it's over, it's done, and you still try to turn around and, oh, thank you, I appreciate it, and you're smiling, and you're cuckooing and kikiing, and he's like, okay, I'm wearing her down. Now, you got to kind of watch that. Depending on who you're dealing with, it's not good to get stuff from exes.
I'll tell you, that was a very hot topic because some people have a lot of different gifts and presents that they've received from exes, and they still have it in the house. They still have it, you know, they still, you know, use them. You know, let's say if an ex bought them a necklace or something like that, some earrings, so they still wear them. You know, the bears and the dolls, they still might have them in the house, but, you know, it's still there. It's still that connection there. But, you know, they feel, oh, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, something that somebody gave me some years back. What's the big deal? Why should I toss this out because I'm no longer with that person? So that was a really hot topic that we had this year.
You got to be careful. Now, you know, some things you can just be like, okay, I'm just, okay, like, put in a jewelry box or, well, I would say this. If you already have it in the relationship, it's given as a gift. I think that's one thing. But then once the relationship is supposed to be over and then you're still receiving, that's something totally different. Now, if you gave me a bracelet, okay, great. You gave me a bracelet. Thank you so much. But when are you giving me the bracelet? Are you giving me the bracelet during the relationship or after the relationship? During the relationship is great. It's a gift. It's just going to give you're going to have, I feel. However, once the relationship is over, now you've crossed over into that line. Now you're looking at that fudge of a line of together or not together. So I think an old teddy bear or an old bracelet that you had is okay, you know, because people shouldn't, I don't think people should look at it as, oh, you're still thinking about them or whatever. It's just probably something you got used to. You know, you used to having on or used to having around, not saying every time you pull it out, you're like, oh, I remember when Benny and I used to, you'd be like, for real?
Yeah, hey, that's true. Hey, if you got it, Nate, it's already there. I'm curious what some of our callers think on this particular topic here. You know, someone's gonna call on 347-850-1228. I'm gonna open up the lines right now to listen to what people, what our callers and our listeners think about this particular topic. You know, when it comes down to gifts, holidays from the ex, is it a good thing to have, or you know, should you just ignore it and turn it back? So, caller, hello, can you hear me? Hello, caller. All right, it sounds like we have a little bit of technical difficulties here. Let's see. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Got a call from North Carolina. Can you hear me? You're on the air. This is Love Talk. You're on live right now with Miss Choices and Mr. Rod Stevie. Let me know what you think about this topic. Do you feel that it is okay to receive a gift from an ex? Hello, call from North Carolina, last three digits, 655. Hello, can you hear me?
If they don't want to talk tonight.
I know, yeah, they're kind of quiet, but it's all right. It's all right. They're listening. They're listening. That's cool. You know, we're going to try to make sure that, you know, that we try to get all the listeners on the air right now. Here we go. We got another caller right now. 470 area code. Caller, you are on the air. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Yes, hello. This is Love Talk. You're live on with Mr. Rod TV and Miss Choices. Let me know what you think about this topic. Is it okay to receive a gift from an ex for the holiday season? Hello? Okay, all right. Everybody's listening. Nobody wants to talk right now, but it's okay. You're listening to the show. You know, get your ideas out there. You can always tweet us after the show. Give everybody your Twitter handle, you know, how they can contact you, and let them know how they can contact you and get some of the information to you.
What is my Twitter? I have one, believe it or not. It's Miss Choices 1.
All right. So that's how you can contact Miss Choices, Miss Choices 1 on Twitter and on Facebook. You can contact me, tweet me at rsteve44, and let us know what you think about these particular topics. You know, we'll definitely like to get some of your information out there. If you have a case of the ex situation, a story that you want to talk about, or you want some advice on that, you can also tweet us. You can hit us up on Facebook. Let us know what you think, so that way we can make sure we get that out there. And we got a couple minutes left. I want to thank Miss Choices for coming on this show, for blessing us with all the knowledge and information, and just looking forward to a lot of big things in 2015 with this show. So are you excited? How do you feel right now being on the radio?
I'm excited. I really am excited. Okay, my correction. Let me get my Twitter right. I have to fix myself, because if my fans start listening, they be going to the wrong people. I'd be upset. You can reach me at 57 Choices, and then the name is Miss Choices with a Z. Had to go check it out.
All right. So that's it. You heard it right here on Love Talk. This is Mr. Vi Stevie right here, Miss Choices. So we got a lot of big things that we're doing. Looking forward to, you know, 2015, the upcoming year. And we are going to start that Monday after New Year. So January 5th is going to be the next new show at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific for all those listening on the West Coast, 8 o'clock in the morning in Afghanistan. So we got a lot of listeners all around the world that are listening to this show. So definitely appreciate everybody that's listening to the show. And also remember, the Rod Stevie Show, a social political show, information, inspiration, will also start back after New Year's, January 4th. We've been talking about a lot of big issues, and starting on January 4th, Rod Stevie Show is going to be talking about the protest, the power to protest, and where and what to expect for 2015 Part 2. We're basically talking about a lot of the things that are going on in our communities, politically, socially, economically, that are affecting our communities. So I hope everybody that's listening to this show will also listen to the Rod Stevie Show Sunday, January 4th, to catch up on what we're talking about for the new season. And if you want to hear this episode and each and every episode of Love Talk, you know, go on blogtalk.com and pull it up through the Rod Stevie Show. And that's how we do here each and every week on Love Talk. Thank you once again, Ms. Choices. We are going to do some really big things for 2015. So any final words you want to talk about tonight's show, or anything, any final thoughts you want about tonight?
I just want everybody to make sure they listen in and be looking out for my blog that comes out on next Monday. You know, have a safe and happy holiday, and look forward to chatting with you.
All right, so that's Miss Choices. This is Mr. Rod Stevie wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and until next time, we'll talk.